Hello, good morning, Mr. Daniels. Please come in. I'm terribly sorry, but my father couldn't make it today. He sends his apologies. No, there's no reason to postpone. I'll be representing the company in his place. We'll just go ahead with the meeting. Mr. Daniels, I have all the necessary information here in your file. It will be fine. Look, I know you still see me as your business partner's little girl, but I'll have to ask you to trust me. My father trusts me. You should too. Thank you. Okay, please take a seat. I'm going to get right to the point. You've been one of our biggest, most loyal clients for nearly 10 years now. And what I've heard is that you're considering switching firms. Is that correct? Can you explain to me why? What made you think this was a good decision? Well, that's interesting. No, I understand. It makes perfect business sense. But I just think you might be making a really big mistake. One that could not only affect our business relationship, but my family and your family as well. And because of how much we value your business, in talks with my father, we're willing to negotiate. Of course, we'll discuss the contract line by line, but before we get to that, but there is one item in particular, something that we think is very obvious, something that has always been very obvious, something you can't get at any other company, something that you want. You don't know what I'm talking about. Really? You don't? Mr. Daniels, I have to ask, why are you here right now? We both know you should have demanded to postpone this meeting. You should be insulted that my father didn't bother to show up and talk with you, his biggest and best client. But you're still here, talking to me. You see, my father and I both know why you can't leave our company, why you won't leave our company. Because if you do, you'll be leaving me. You know exactly what I mean. What does my father think? Well, he's a businessman. And he sent me here in his place, didn't he? What do you think he thinks? What am I saying? Mr. Daniels, I'm saying that if you renew with us, you won't have to fantasize anymore. You won't have to look at me and feel your heart beating out of your chest. You won't have to be tortured by filthy thoughts and filthy ideas. What's the matter, Mr. Daniels? You got so quiet. You weren't expecting this, were you? Well, you're still here, so I've always wanted to ask you something. Do you remember, well, guess it'll depend on if you are sober enough. But I don't know how long ago it was, but I was still in high school. I was maybe 15. And my father was hosting a dinner party at our house. And you were there. And your wife was there. And it had gotten very late. I could hear that my father was on a business call in the living room, so I thought everyone had went home. I was really thirsty, and I got out of bed to go downstairs and get a glass of water. And because I thought everyone was gone, I was just wearing this little white t-shirt and a pair of light blue panties. Does that ring any bells? No? Well, I was pouring a glass of water, and I heard approaching footsteps. And when I turned around, it was you. I remember panicking, just nervously apologizing, desperately trying to pull my shirt down. I felt completely naked. And there you were, just standing, leaning up against the wall in your suit, sipping your whiskey, laughing to yourself, watching me squirm as my face turned beet red. I asked you to look away. Please, Mr. Daniels, I'm sorry, would you mind? But you didn't. You just kept looking at me, your eyes drilling into my body, up and down, like I was a little trapped animal. Then you finished your whiskey, walked right up to me, and cornered me against the kitchen counter. You still don't remember? Oh, you do remember. Do you remember how you looked at me? The way you looked right into my eyes. No one had looked at me like that before. So I just stood there in my little schoolgirl panties, looking up at this man, old enough to be my daddy, towering over me. I had never been so scared and so turned on in my entire life. And you knew it. I don't know how, but I somehow managed the courage to take a step forward and lightly press my body against yours. I looked up at you and begged you with my eyes. But you just kept looking right at me. I wanted you to push me up against the counter, tear my t-shirt down the middle and kiss me all over. I wanted you to pick me up into your arms and make me your little girl. But you didn't do that. No. You just smiled and walked away from me. And I have not stopped thinking about it since. I've always wanted to ask you, when you got home late that night, laying in bed next to your sleeping wife, did you close your eyes, grip your cock, and imagine fucking a little girl at her daddy's dinner party? Did that cock swell at the thought of making a cute little high school girl come over and over? Did you imagine bending me over that kitchen counter and peeling my panties off my round little ass? Your big cock pounding into my little cunt. Did you imagine my panties around my ankles and your hand around my neck? My tongue in your mouth with my soft baby pussy stretch wide over your big, fat, adult cock. Did you? You have no idea how many times I've imagined that. See? That's the look. That's the look you gave me. No. Excuse me. You don't get to touch me like that. I'm not a little girl anymore. Not begging, desperate for your touch. I make the rules now. Come here. Just put your arms around my waist. And look at me. Do you think I look cute in your arms like this? Yeah? Am I the one you've always wanted? The bad decision you've always wanted to make? Yes, hold me closer. Do you like my perfume? Of course you do. This is the one you always compliment me on. The one that I noticed you bought for your wife. But it smells better on me, doesn't it? I usually put some right here. The side of my neck. Do you think it tastes as good as it smells? Yes, you heard me. I'm telling you, you can. Yes. Just keep kissing my neck like that. So you know what I did after our dirty little meeting in the kitchen? Right after you left me. I went back upstairs to my bedroom with my back up against the door. I slid my hand down the front of my panties. Dropped to the floor. And rubbed my desperate little pussy, whimpering like a little slut for you. Just wishing you would have taken advantage of me when you looked at me like that. Wishing I could have taken advantage of you. Wishing I would have taken my little hand, placed it right between your thighs, gripping your big cock through your slacks. Just so I could feel it swell up in my hand. Unzipped you. Hold your cock out right there in the kitchen. Oh, fuck. You're hard. I wish I would have pressed my lips up against yours. And kissed you. With my soft hands wrapped around your big dick. And then, with my daddy still talking in the other room, I thought about how hot it would be to just drop to my knees and suck your cock. Like a submissive little whore. My pussy through my cute little panties as your pre-cum drips down the back of my throat. Those ribbons of spit fall from my lips and soak through my white little t-shirt. Oh my god. God, your cock is so hard. Oh, fuck me. I know how much you'd love to shoot that cum right down my throat right now, wouldn't you? But that's enough. Now I want you on your knees. Yeah, you heard me. I'm gonna bend over this desk. Oh, and you're going to lick my pussy. Oh, yes. Lift my skirt up. And put your mouth on my pussy. Oh god. Oh my god. Oh. That mouth you kiss your wife with. Oh, come on. Lick me. Bury that tongue inside me while I fuck back on your face. Oh, oh my god. Oh my god, do you like how I taste? Sweet, plump little pussy in your mouth. Sweet and smooth. Oh my god, lick my pretty lips up and down. That's a good boy, Mr. Daniels. What do you think your wife would think if she saw us right now? What do you think your wife would think of you if she saw you right now, kneeling in front of a girl more than half her age, with your tongue fucking her wet cunt, oh, and your fingers wrapped around your hard cock, your lips covered in the cum of your business partner's little girl? Fuck. Would she be pissed? Oh, would she be jealous? Or would her pussy be getting wet as she rubbed her cunt and watched? Stand up. greedy mouth away from my pussy. Oh, come here. Kiss me. Did I say you could touch my ass like that? Yes. Rub my pussy. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck your fingers. Oh, pull my panties to the side. Please. Oh, fuck. Finger my cunt and kiss me. Oh god, your fingers feel so good. What? You know what? It's so wet. Tell you. My little pussy's wet because I've wanted this cock since I was a little girl. You have no idea what you did to me. Ever since that night, oh fuck, I had this fantasy. Oh my god. Where I dress up like a little slut and get used by powerful men with big fucking powerful cocks, just getting passed around and used again and again. Oh yeah, I do, because I'm a dirty slut. Oh my god, it's all because of what you did to me that night. Oh, and you pressed up against me and fucked me with your eyes. And you let me know what it meant to be a woman. Even though I was just a little girl. Oh, fuck. You showed me what I didn't even know I wanted. You made me this way. Yes, it's yours. It's all yours, please. Oh, fuck. That fucking cock. No. No, don't tease me. Just... Oh, my God. No. Push that fucking dick inside of me, please. Oh, please. Please. Please, sir. Please. Oh, God. Oh, my God. Please, no. No, I love it. It's not too big. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, I love you. Fuck me. really slow. Oh my god. Fuck. No, I like you when you neck like that. No, your cock is just perfect. I can take more. Please, just push it all the way in. Use my pussy to get that big fucking cock nice and hard. And stroke that fat dick with my pussy while you lick my neck. Oh, yeah. I wanna see it. I like looking down. Watching that cock slip inside of me. Oh, God. Fuck. Look how big you look inside my tiny pussy. Oh, this young pussy stretching over that big, fat cock. Go all the way out. Oh, yes. And just really slow. Sink your cock back into me. Oh, fuck. You like looking at your cock all creamy with my cum? Oh. I like it too. Oh, fuck. Oh my god. My daddy for this? Are you gonna thank my daddy for letting you fuck his girl? Oh my god, does that make your cock harder? When I remind you what you're doing? Yeah, that I'm a whore for my daddy. That he lets powerful men fuck me for money. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. Yes. Yes, bend me over. Oh, yes, like that. Oh, fuck me. Oh, like that. Yes. Oh, pin my arms behind my back. I'm gonna feel that big cock in my stomach. Fuck me. Harder. Fuck. Yeah, do you like fucking your friend's little girl? Yeah, do you like that she's so fucking wet for your cock? And she's always been wet for your cock. Oh, feel that young wet pussy. Wrapped so tight around you. Oh god. Oh god. This little. Oh god. You're fucking that innocent little girl who used to sit on your lap. Oh, oh my God. Oh, you have no idea how long I've wanted to be your baby. Oh, you have no idea how many times I've come to the thought of you grabbing me, ripping my clothes off, holding me down. Drip down my thighs. You see, Mr. Daniels, there's one very important reason. Well, you'll never leave our company.